You picture land, quiet, space, control. What nobody shows you is the invoice that starts ticking the moment you say yes. Before you plant a seed, money is already leaving your hands. The land wants a cut. The county wants proof. The road wants gravel. The soil wants correction. Water does not care about your budget. Power does not arrive for free. Every decision stacks another cost on top of the last one. You will hear numbers that sound clean and simple. $10,000 an acre, cheap solar, a few chickens. That story breaks fast. Real homesteads fail because the math shows up late and unforgiving. This is not a dream killer. This is a pressure test. 1 acre or 20. Cheap county or high demand fringe. You either understand the real costs before you buy, or you learn them while bleeding cash. This is the money trail nobody walks you through. Real numbers, real order, real consequences. Chapter 1. Buying the dirt and making it legal. You start with land. Everything else depends on that first decision. Price sets the ceiling for every move that follows. Cheap land usually costs more later. Expensive land drains you up front. Either way, the math does not care about intent. For 1 to 20 acres, the spread is wide. In low-demand rural counties, raw land can run from $2,000 to $5,000 per acre. These are places with distance, limited jobs, weak cell service, and long response times. In mixed rural zones near small towns, prices jump to $7,000 through $15,000 per acre. In high-demand outskirts near growing cities, hobby farm belts, or scenic corridors, land can climb from $20,000 to $50,000 per acre and still sell fast. Those are listing numbers. They are not the final cost. Slope changes everything. Flat ground is not just easier to farm. It is cheaper to build on, cheaper to fence, cheaper to access, cheaper to insure. Steep land looks affordable on paper, but bleeds money in grading, erosion control, and limited usable area. 10 acres on a hillside can function like 3 acres in practice. Access matters next. If the land does not touch a public road, you pay for easements or private road maintenance. If the driveway does not exist, you build it. Clearing, grading, gravel, culverts, and permits stack fast. A basic rural driveway can run $5,000 to $15,000 depending on length and terrain. Long drives through woods cost more. Wet ground costs more. Rock costs more. Water rights decide whether the land can support life at all. Some properties come with deeded rights. Some rely on wells. Some rely on hauling. Some rely on hope. If water rights are unclear, stop. You do not fix that later with sweat. You fix it with lawyers and permits, or you walk away. Before closing, surveys and soil tests enter the picture. A survey confirms boundaries. Without it, you risk fencing the wrong land or building in the wrong place. Surveys often run $1,000 to $3,000 for small parcels and climb with acreage and complexity. Perk tests determine if the soil can support a septic system. If it fails, your options shrink fast. Alternative systems exist, but they cost more and sometimes trigger extra approvals. Perk tests and soil evaluations usually land between $500 and $2,000, depending on county and soil conditions. Closing costs hit even when the land is cheap. Title insurance protects against ownership issues. Recording fees pay the county. Attorney or escrow fees close the deal. Expect 2 to 5% of purchase price as a rough rule. On a $50,000 parcel, that can mean $2,000 gone before you touch the dirt. Zoning decides what you are allowed to do. Agricultural zoning sounds friendly until you read the details. Some counties allow a dwelling by right. Some require minimum acreage. Some require farm income proof. Some restrict mobile homes, cabins, or temporary structures. Some demand setbacks that erase your buildable area. You do not assume, you verify. Call planning and zoning. Ask directly if you can live full-time on the land, what structure types are allowed, and what permits are required. Write it down, get names. If the answer changes later, that record matters. Agricultural exemptions can reduce property taxes, but they come with strings. Some require active production. Some require inspections. Some can be revoked. Losing an exemption can double or triple your annual tax bill overnight. Setbacks and easements shrink usable land. Power lines, pipelines, drainage corridors, and shared access routes can carve up acreage. 10 acres on paper might give you 6 acres to work with. The rest is off limits or expensive to build on. Flood zones are another silent cost. Land near water looks appealing. Floodplain restrictions limit building, insurance options, and financing. Even if flooding is rare, lenders and insurers price the risk. If financing is involved, lenders add rules. Raw land loans often require higher down payments and higher interest rates. Some banks refuse small acreage, some refuse owner-built projects. Cash buyers have flexibility. Financed buyers answer to someone else. County fees stack quietly. Building permits, driveway permits, septic permits, well permits, impact fees in some regions. Each one is manageable alone. Together, they form a wall of paperwork and checks. One of the biggest mistakes new homesteaders make is treating land price as the main number. It's only the opening number. Legal access, legal use, and legal residence matter more than acreage. Cheap land that cannot be lived on is not cheap. It is dead money. By the end of this phase, before utilities or structures enter the conversation, you should expect land-related costs to reach well beyond the purchase price. On a modest 1 to 5 acre parcel bought for $40,000, it is common to spend another $5,000 to $15,000 just to make the land legally ready for the next step. On larger parcels or complicated terrain, that number climbs fast. This is the moment where fantasy breaks or solidifies. The land either supports your plan or it quietly blocks it at every turn. If you clear this gate clean, the project moves forward. If you cut corners here, every later problem traces back to this chapter. You own the dirt. Now you find out what it demands. Chapter 2. Making the land livable. You have the deed. You have legal access. You even have a survey. But owning raw land does not mean living there. That comes next. Making land livable is where theory meets expense and patience meets reality. Every choice you make now sets the tone for survival, comfort, and long-term cost. Water comes first. A reliable source is the backbone of any homestead. If the land already has a well, verify depth, flow rate, and quality. Shallow wells may run dry in summer. Deep wells cost more to drill and maintain. Expect a new well to range from $5,000 to $15,000, depending on depth, rock, and drilling conditions. Water hauling is cheaper up front, but grinds on logistics and adds fuel, storage, and labor costs. Rain catchment systems are an alternative. Tanks, gutters, filters, and pumps can start at $2,000, but can escalate if storage needs rise. Next is waste management. A functional toilet system is non-negotiable. Traditional septic systems require PERC tests, permit approvals, and construction that often runs from $5,000 to $20,000. Alternative composting or holding systems are cheaper initially, but carry labor demands and sometimes county scrutiny. Some areas have strict health codes that penalize or restrict non-traditional systems. Install the right system up front or pay the price in permits, fines, and redesign later. Power is the invisible line that transforms land from wilderness into workable homestead. Grid connection can cost from $1,000 to $20,000, depending on proximity, trenching, and transformer fees. Solar is an option for off-grid setups, but even starter systems with panels, batteries, and inverters can cost $5,000 to $10,000. Generators provide temporary relief, but fuel and maintenance add recurring expense. Decide early. A half measure today often doubles in cost tomorrow. Temporary shelter matters immediately. You cannot farm or manage water without somewhere to sleep, store tools, and plan. Options range from tents and yurts to trailers and small cabins. Tents are cheap but limited and exposed to weather. Trailers bring mobility but carry permit and setup costs. Cabins or tiny homes are permanent but often require foundations, inspections, and insurance. On average, temporary dwellings cost from $1,000 to $20,000, depending on style, size, and code compliance. Fencing is a line you draw to protect, manage, and separate. A single acre might need a simple wire fence, but larger plots up to 20 acres demand more material and labor. Woven wire, posts, gates, and labor can cost anywhere from $2,000 to $15,000. Terrain affects cost. Trees, rocks, and slopes slow installation and require adjustments. Fences are not optional. Animals, property lines, liability, and even trespassers make fencing a hidden but unavoidable expense. Access within the property can be overlooked, but it determines everything else. Grading, gravel, culverts, and clearing roads create paths for tools, vehicles, livestock, and humans. A 1 acre flat plot might need a short path. 10 or 20 acres may need several. Expect a base investment of $3,000 to $10,000, scaling with distance and topography. Poor access delays every other project, inflates labor costs, and increases risk in emergencies. Permits and inspections are not optional add-ons. They are requirements that prevent land from remaining just land. Even temporary dwellings may need approvals. Driveway permits, well permits, septic inspections, and electrical inspections vary by county, but collectively can reach $2,000 to $5,000. Attempting to skip these can lead to fines, mandated removal, or outright denial of progress. Tools are your next hidden cost. Water delivery, fencing, and grading all require equipment. You can rent, but renting adds stress and scheduling conflicts. Buying saves time but demands capital. A tractor alone can cost $10,000 to $20,000 for a reliable used model. Trailers, shovels, wheelbarrows, posthole diggers, chainsaws, and hand tools add another few thousand dollars. Each decision compounds. Buy too little and work slows. Buy too much and your upfront costs explode. Time is money in this phase. Every day without shelter, water, or power is a day spent hauling, planning, or risking damage. Labor costs are hidden but real. Whether you hire local help, pay friends, or do it yourself, assume that every manual task costs double when factoring fatigue, mistakes, and delays. Safety is also a cost. Uneven ground, fallen timber, wildlife, and weather hazards demand protective equipment and careful planning. PPE, first aid supplies, and training are small compared to accidents, but non-negotiable. Every cut, bruise, or sprained ankle slows progress and adds hidden expense. Temporary solutions can escalate unexpectedly. A tent in a dry summer is fine. A tent in a rainy autumn becomes a soaked, moldy expense. A generator in a single week of use becomes a long-term fuel line. Start small, but plan for scaling. Underestimating need now means doubling cost later. By the time you install water, waste, power, shelter, fencing, and access, the initial land purchase is no longer the dominant cost. On a 5-acre property, initial livable setup can easily run $20,000 to $50,000. On a 20-acre plot, expect $50,000 to $100,000 for a functional, legal, livable setup. The variance comes from terrain, code, location, and lifestyle expectations. You are learning the hard truth. The land does not exist in isolation. Every improvement intersects. Water affects fencing, shelter affects access, power affects planning. Skipping a single step forces expensive corrections later. At the end of this phase, the land is no longer raw. It is livable. You can sleep there. You can water and feed a small garden. You can start managing livestock if the fencing is in place. The first wave of hidden costs is accounted for. But this is only the beginning. The real question emerges: can you maintain the lifestyle, feed yourself, and manage costs once production begins? The numbers so far are startup, not sustainability. Every dollar you spent to make the land livable is now a baseline. Everything from seeds to feed, tools to labor, comes on top. Every choice you make in this chapter echoes forward. Skimp on water now, and irrigation costs double later. Cut corners on shelter, and weather or code will demand replacement. Delay fencing, and livestock or wildlife will turn your plans into losses. Making the land livable is not glamorous. It is gritty, expensive, and slow. It is a test of resolve, planning, and financial discipline. One wrong assumption can ripple through months of work, adding frustration and cost. One wise decision lays the foundation for a homestead that works rather than just exists. You have passed the legal gate. You have paid the invisible tolls for water, shelter, power, access, and protection. The land can now support life, but survival is only half the challenge. Productivity is next. Chapter 2 closes on the awareness that owning livable land is not ownership of a lifestyle. It is ownership of responsibility. Every step beyond this requires labor, money, and management. The next chapter asks the ultimate question: after you make it livable, can this land feed you, shelter you, and sustain you without bleeding your resources dry? This is the bridge between potential and reality. You cross the first divide. The next demands efficiency, strategy, and hard numbers. Chapter 3: Producing Food and Staying Afloat. The land is livable. Water flows, shelter stands, power hums. Fences mark the boundaries. You can sleep there, cook there, survive there. But survival is not self-sufficiency. Survival is not a homestead. That comes from production, from feeding yourself, managing animals, and growing crops without bleeding money. This chapter is where the numbers bite the hardest. Start with livestock. Chickens are the simplest entry point. A small flock of 6 to 12 birds can produce eggs and meat for a family, but startup costs include coops, feeders, waterers, fencing, and the birds themselves. Expect $500 to $1,000 to get a functional chicken operation for a modest plot. Feed costs run $100 to $200 per month depending on flock size and pasture availability. Losses happen. Disease, predators, and poor weather will remove a percentage of your birds every year. Factor replacements into the budget. Goats and sheep bring milk, meat, and fiber options, but they are not free. Even a small herd of four goats can require $300 to $500 in fencing alone. Feed, shelter, veterinary care, and breeding management quickly add another $300 to $600 annually. Sheep are similar, though wool adds potential revenue if you can process it. Livestock is a commitment. Animals do not wait for a paycheck. You do not get a holiday from responsibility. Every month without proper feed or attention costs health and money. Cattle escalate costs further. A single cow requires pasture, shelter, water, veterinary care, and supplemental feed. Startup costs can range from $1,000 to $3,000 per animal, with yearly operating costs at $100 to $200 per month. Fencing must be stronger, gates sturdier, and pastures larger. 10 acres can support a single cow comfortably. 20 acres may support 2 to 3, depending on grazing quality. Miscalculate, and you risk overgrazing, soil loss, and a financial drain. Horses, pigs, and specialty animals are optional but often tempting. They carry additional costs in feed, vet care, and fencing. Include insurance if they are valuable or high risk. Every animal type compounds labor, time, and expense. You are not just buying animals, you are buying months, years, and expertise. Gardens are next. A modest vegetable garden on 1 acre requires soil preparation, amendments, irrigation, and seeds. Equipment ranges from simple hand tools to a small tiller. A starter vegetable plot can run $300 to $1,000 in year one. Larger gardens or orchards push that number to several thousand. Soil quality dictates costs. Poor soil demands lime, compost, manure, or amendments. Fertilizers and pH adjustments are recurring expenses. Irrigation systems, hoses, and pumps add upfront cost but save labor over time. Orchards are long-term investments. Trees take years to mature. Establishing even a small orchard can cost $1,000 to $5,000 depending on species, number of trees, and soil preparation. Irrigation and protection from pests add more. Patience and planning are essential. Early mistakes can cost thousands with no immediate yield. Tools and equipment escalate as production grows. You may start with a wheelbarrow, hoe, and spade, but a small tractor, plow, and implements become essential for efficiency. A reliable used tractor costs $10,000 to $20,000. Implements, trailers, chainsaws, and maintenance can easily add $5,000 more. Buying cheap often leads to repeated repairs and delays. Feed, soil, and seeds are recurring costs. Even the most careful planner must buy supplemental feed in winter, replacement seed for failed crops, and nutrients for soil that wears out. On a small homestead, expect $200 to $500 per month in consumables. On larger operations, that number rises quickly. Fail to account for these costs, and production falters. Veterinary care is non-negotiable. Livestock fall ill, chickens get mites, goats get parasites, cattle get infections. Basic vet care for a small herd runs several hundred dollars per year. Emergency visits or vaccinations add more. Prevention costs less than crisis, but prevention still costs. Labor is invisible, but real. Even if you do all the work yourself, every hour is time you could spend elsewhere. Hiring help for planting, fencing, or maintenance is expensive. A single day of labor at $25 per hour adds up. Efficiency, planning, and scheduling become critical. Poor planning means overtime costs you more than money. It costs stress, fatigue, and mistakes. Contingency funds are critical. Weather, pests, equipment failure, and human error will happen. A rainy season can delay planting. A predator can kill livestock. A generator can fail in a storm. A contingency reserve equal to at least 10% of annual operating costs is minimal. 20% is safer. No homestead survives without it. At this point, it is clear that first-year operating costs often exceed initial expectations. On a one-acre starter homestead, you might spend $10,000 to $20,000 beyond land and livable setup. 5 acres, $20,000 to $50,000. 10 acres, $50,000 to $80,000. 20 acres can push $100,000 or more in the first year alone, depending on choices, equipment, and ambition. These numbers are real. They are not optional. Ignoring them leads to failure. Scaling decisions matter. Adding more animals increases feed, fencing, labor, and risk proportionally. Expanding gardens adds soil, irrigation, and labor. Purchasing better equipment can reduce labor but increase upfront expense. Every addition is a trade-off between capacity, cost, and sustainability. This phase also tests psychological endurance. Constant work, unpredictable results, and financial pressure challenge your commitment. The homestead is no longer a dream. It is a living, breathing, expensive ecosystem that demands attention. Every month requires budget review, labor planning, and risk management. Failure to track either costs or production leads to cascading issues. By the end of year one, you should have a clear picture of sustainability. Can your homestead feed you? Can it shelter you, provide water, and maintain power? Can it pay its own way within your planned budget? Many first-year homesteads cannot. They survive through supplemental income, loans, or sweat equity. Some fail entirely. The key is realism. Small, incremental progress wins over ambitious overreach. Starting with a few animals, a manageable garden, and realistic equipment prevents overspending. Track every expense, record labor hours, monitor crop yields and livestock health. Numbers are unforgiving but honest. They tell the story your imagination cannot. You have reached the point where the homestead either produces or drains. The land is livable, the systems are running, the animals and crops are in place. Now the question is whether your planning, capital, and labor align with reality. This is the ultimate test. Success is possible. Many small homesteads thrive. They balance livestock, gardens, labor, and equipment within realistic budgets. They survive storms, equipment failures, and seasonal variations. They scale slowly. They prioritize essential production. Failure is also possible. Overspending, poor planning, and underestimating labor or recurring costs quickly overwhelm first-year homesteads. Animals die, crops fail, equipment breaks, contingency funds evaporate, stress rises. Some walk away, some sell at a loss, some simply collapse financially. The lesson is clear. A homestead is a business before it is a lifestyle, a production system before it is a dream. Understanding real numbers, labor demands, and ongoing costs separates planning from fantasy. Ignoring them ensures disappointment. By the end of this chapter, you know the true cost of year one: land, livable setup, and production. You also know that ongoing operation is not optional. It is a constant negotiation between resources, labor, and survival. You can choose to proceed armed with data, discipline, and expectation. Or you can proceed blind, relying on hope. The numbers do not care. The land does not care. Only your preparation determines whether the homestead thrives or collapses. The final reality is this: ownership of land, shelter, and resources is just the beginning. The real challenge is producing food, managing costs, and sustaining life. You have seen the numbers, calculated the stakes, and faced the pressure. Now the decision is yours. The homestead either works or it does not.